We have just concluded Simon Tes of Hilchas Tzitzis, which discussed the material that your beged, your talus katan or talus gadol should be made of, as well as the material that the tzitzis are to be made of. Simin Yud, which we are beginning now, and we'll be doing the first five se'ifim, Aleph through Hey, Simin Yud is dealing with the halacha of the corners. So the Mechaber begins and says that a talus that does not have four corners is not chayav betzitzis. And then he explains himself, and he says, that means it has fewer than four corners. Either it's totally round and has no corners. Say it comes to a point as one corner, comes to 2 points, the rest of it being round. So it has two corners, and the same with a triangle. It has three corners. Once it has four corners, it's chayiv, or five corners, or six, or seven, as many corners as you've got. Once you have a minimum of four corners, the Gemara learns out of Asher Techasebo that it is chayiv betzitzis. Where do you put the tzitzis when you have more than four corners? So if you put on all five, you're over on Baltosif. You're over in Isser D'Oraisa Baltosif. You're adding to the mitzvahs by putting five sets of tzitzis on your beged. You're only to put four. So where do you put them? You only put them on four. Which four corners? So the halacha is, the Mechaber says, on the four that are meruchoko zumizu, if two of the corners are close to each other, then you skip one of them and only put on one of those and put on the other three. If they're equidistant, you can skip anything. But if two of the corners are closer to one another, you'll skip one of those. There is a machlokus, whether that's a doraisa or a drabanan. Some hold that midoraisa, you're not yotze if you did not put on the corners that were furthest away from one another. If you put on two corners that were close to each other and skip one that was further, some hold midoraisa, you're not yotze. Others hold that this is only a din drabanan. But in either case, the halacha is that you are supposed to put only on four of the five corners, and the four that are furthest away from one another. Sif Beis, Yesh La Arba. It had four corners. V'chotach Echot Balachson. So what did you do? You went and cut one of those corners diagonally. So you think you just save yourself from the chiv of wearing tzitzis because you cut off a corner. Nope. Since you cut it diagonally, you've just created an extra corner. Whereas it used to have four corners, it now has five corners. A five-cornered beged is still chayiv betzitzis. So the halacha would be that if you cut it diagonally, it is now a beged that has five corners and it is chayiv. What happens if you cut off the entire corner? Which means you went in and then down. So now how many corners does your beged have? So here you've added, what you now have is one, two, three, and then you have a fourth and a fifth corner. And it would still be chayav tzitzis. You didn't save yourself anything. What happens if you cut into the corner? That means you cut diagonally into the corner in a way that you now have a slit there. So the halach is as follows. If all you did was a slit, so long as a slit does not cover rove of the beged, we consider it not being cut altogether, and what you have there is one corner. Whereas, if when you made that slit, you didn't just make a slit, you actually cut a little bit off of the beged itself, you have now created two corners. Where you once had one corner, you now have two corners. And it is chayv betzitzis, and you would have to put the tzitzis in one of those, and then skip the next one, then do the other one. So again, a slit that does not go most of the way in, and all it is a slit. It is not rove of the beged, and all it is a slit. You have not cut away any material, you've just done a slit in the material. There we would say that if it is not rove, it is considered as if all you have there is one corner. You have not cut it into two. So let's say you had a triangular beged and you make a slit in it. If it is not rove of the beged, the halacha is it is still patur from tzitzis. Whereas if you went and cut a little bit of the material as well, where it is obvious that you now have two separate corners, there the halacha would be your beged just became a beged of four corners, and it is chayiv betzitzis. So that was Sif Beis. We now get to Sif Gimel. Kofal Karnos Taleso. He went ahead and bent up one of the corners and sewed it. V'kashram otafram. V'doma ki ilu kitzam ve'en lo kamfos. And he did it in a way that it looks as if he doesn't have corners. He went ahead and he took, say, two of the corners together and folded them up in a way that the corners no longer come to a point. So say he had a beged that ended on a slant with two corners, and he rolled it up in a way that the whole thing is now just straight. And the rest of it, he doesn't have corners. So he doesn't have four corners. The halacha there is he is still chayiv betzitzis. Because we say, if you really wanted the beged to end there, why didn't you cut it? Why are you busy bending it up? If you bend it up, that shows you really want it there, and your sewing or tying is only temporary. Therefore, it's still chayiv betzitzis. Not only that, but let's say you bend up, you have a talus cotton, and it's four corners, you bend it up a drop. You bend it up a drop, and then you sewed it over there. So it had four corners before. It still has four corners, because all you did was you bent up the whole top the way it is. It just ends a little higher than it did before. Where do you put the tzitzis? We are later going to learn that there's an ideal place you put the tzitzis. They're not to be too close to the corner and not too far away from the corner. Where will you measure this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you will not measure it from where the fold is. You will measure it from where the actual end of the material is. Since we say that by bending it up, you are not cutting the material there, you're just doing this temporarily, the halachi is we consider the end of the beged the real end of the material and not where it's bent. Now the Bir Halachi says that if you really sewed it up well, you made a hem over there, you really sewed it up well, then we no longer have a kasha of why didn't you cut it? Because the normal thing to do is double it over and sew it over there. It's only where you decided, hey, this is in my way, and you went and sewed it up haphazardly, where it doesn't look like this is the way it belongs, only there, or if you tied it where it's obvious that it's temporary, only there do we say, this is temporary, the end of your beged is the end of the material. Whereas if you actually made a hem higher up, the halachi is that your tzitzis end, your beged ends up there, the place to put your tzitzis is up there, and you measure the proper distance, which we'll later learn, not from the end of the material, but from the actual fold. Yeah, so that was Sif Gimel. Now we get to Sif Dalad. Talis shel beged uknofeho shel or chayeves. Leather is not chayev in tzitzis. Leather is not considered a material. Leather is not made of threads. It's all one solid piece. It is not chayev betzitzis. So what if you have a beged that is made of material and the edges, the corners that is, are made of leather? Says the Mechaber that it is chayev betzitzis. Whereas the other way around, you have a beged made of leather and then you go and make wool or cotton corners, that will not be mechayev et betzitzis. In other words, we go by the ikur beged. We don't just look at the corners. If the ikur beged is made of material, is made of something that is woven, there we say that it is chayev betzitzis, regardless of what the corners are made of. Whereas, if the beged is made of leather, even if the corners are made of something that is material, it is not chayev betzitzis. What happens if you have two layers? You have one layer of cotton and one layer of leather. That we paskin that the ikur is the upper one, the one that actually shows on the outside. The lower one would be tuffel to the top one. The top one would therefore be kovei if it's chayiv betzitzis or not. So if it's leather on top with a cotton linen on a cotton lining on the inside, it's chayiv betzitzis. If it's cotton on the outside and wool and leather on the inside, the halacha is that it is pater mitzitzis. Which brings us to Sif Hei. Hayulah Gimel Knuffels. What happened? You had a triangular beged. And you made tzitzis on them, on the three corners. You were putter. You made them anyway. Then you go ahead and make a fourth corner. You then go and create a fourth corner. Say, perhaps you went ahead and made a slit that goes rover of the way in, so it now has five. Or you went and you actually cut out another corner. So the halachi is, not only is it chayev betzitzis now, but you will have to remove the first three tzitzis that you put on. The reason, when they were put on, this beged was potter. They were not tzitzis. In halacha, they were not yet tzitzis. When did they become tzitzis? They became tzitzis when your beged became chayev in tzitzis. Which means that the time that you tied the tzitzis onto your beged, you weren't making tzitzis yet, because it was potter. They automatically became tzitzis when it became a beged of dalad kamfis. This goes into what is called tase v'lo mina osui. The pasuk says, v'asu lohem tzitzis, you are to make tzitzis. It is not that it should presto become tzitzis on its own. At the time you made the tzitzis, they weren't yet tzitzis, because this beged only had three corners and wasn't chayiv in tzitzis. It only became chayiv in tzitzis after you already put on the three. The halacha, therefore, is that those three will not automatically become tzitzis when this becomes a beged of four corners. So you'll have to remove those three. If you didn't and you put on the fourth one, The halachi is you don't have to remove the fourth one. The fourth one was put on when it was kosher. You just have to remove the three. Similarly, what happens if you put one on as a triangle, then cut one of the sides and made it a four-cornered garment, and then put on the rest of them? You would have to undo that first one. Any set of tzitzis that was put on at a time that the beged was potter, because it was not a beged that is chayiv tzitzis, we say that is tasa v'lo mina asui. There was no asiyah. You didn't make that into tzitzis. At the time you made it, it wasn't chayiv, and at the time it became chayiv, it was already made. It was already sitting there. So you would have to go and redo whatever tzitzis you put on at the time that your beged, your beged was chayiv. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah gives a case where you had a beged that was chayiv in tzitzis. You had a beged that had four corners. It had four corners and it was chayiv in tzitzis. You then did something to it where it became a balas gimel. It only had three corners. And then you put on tzitzis. And then you went ahead and fixed it again and made it into a balas dalet. Since at the time you put on the tzitzis, it was a balas gimel, the halachi is we consider this tasav alam and asui, and you will have to redo, you'll have to undo and then redo the tzitzis that were put on when it only had three corners. In order to be makayim v'asul and tzitzis, you have to put on the tzitzis at a time that your beged is chayiv b'tzitzis.